Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, comedian and actress Caroline Ray, plus a call from Jumbo the Elephant, right after this commercial message.
Attention, burglar shoppers. You need hardware, you need Furgler. That's right, Furgler's Hardware Store. Furgler's dares you to beat their prices on anything in the store. That's right, Crazy Ernie's lost his mind and everything must go. Ladders, lumber, nails, everything, including the kitchen sink. Furgler's Hardware Store, where you make out like a burglar when you shop at Furgler's. Free popcorn Mondays. Free coffee Fridays. Free parking. It's Crazy Ernie's going out of business sale. Everything must be Furgler's Hardware Store. If Furgler's doesn't have it, you don't Fergin need it.
Hi, I'm Ernie Furgler.
He's Ernie Furgler. If you don't come buy some stuff today, he'll kick your ass. Be there. Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. I've got people handing me papers left and right and coffee. This is fun. We have a great guest in the studio.
Yes, we do.
She is Caroline Ray.
Morning, Caroline.
Good morning.
Comedian, actress. Shall we go through your resume quickly? Children's icon.
Oh, my kids would die to be here today.
I know. If every maitre d' in the country were 11, I could get into any restaurant. That would be fantastic. So McDonald's, I can get a French...
Mm-hmm. You can get a Happy Meal at McDonald's.
We love McDonald's.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you get a good table at McDonald's, can't you?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right, something right down front, please.
Well, we need to explain why your kids love Caroline Ray, Christy.
Because of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Man. Yeah. Oh man. And I have 4 and 8 year olds, and they just they love that show.
Mm-hmm. I will happily sign Best Witches. As my father came up with it.
That's really very cute.
If my father could give out a headshot of me with his face superimposed on it, he would. He's like, literally, he's accosted children. He's like, "Do you watch Sabrina?" And the mother's like, "Get away from that man."
My daughter's Aunt Hilda. I want to be famous.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh no, he's totally.
But I
desperate.
Do like Best Witches, so I say from now on, maybe get one of those insets in the corner of your headshot. With your father, but do the front and the profile as if he's being arrested.
Best Witches.
I think this should be your Christmas card. Get a beautiful headshot of you looking, you know, all movie star like, and then have him in the corner like Mel Gibson.
That is really funny.
Dear Dad, this is my Christmas card. I had my publicist send out 10,000. Are you happy now?
You're
now,
famous.
We actually don't know Caroline, but we know her boyfriend.
Are we talking about that?
I don't know if we're talking about that.
We are now.
Kostaki has mentioned it.
Well, Caroline gave
I thought
me
it was
a list
Dan
of,
Rather.
Caroline gave me a list of questions that I haven't looked at.
Okay.
Oh. Are you, if you don't want to talk about that, that's
I'm happy to talk about Kostaki.
Okay, now we need to.
You know, it's much better because he talks about me.
Mm-hmm.
And plus he has old girlfriend jokes. And I'm like, excuse me, that's not about me.
No,
but you'd lump in, you know,
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's
actually Kostaki Economopoulos.
Well, he loves you guys.
Is who we're talking about. And Kostaki, actually, when he's on this show, he speaks very highly of you,
yes,
number one.
Does.
And he also always makes the distinction between the former girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and
oh,
you.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, okay, so now I feel bad. But I like
he speaks very highly of you.
He's very kind. And when we're on the road and people try and pronounce Kostaki Economopoulos, the best was in Florida when someone said, "Give it up for Econococcalocopus." I was like, wow. That's the best massacring of a name ever, ever.
That sounds like a discount at a Greek whorehouse.
I was going to say, that's a money saving that's a money saving piece.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
If he and I ever have a baby and we have which would be nice. And if we have a son,
yes, mm-hmm,
we have to name, because of the Greek tradition, we have to name him Vasilis because of his father.
Really?
I go, if I am having a baby and I have to name him Vasilis, his middle name is going to be Diller. And then it will be the worst name in America.
Caroline.
Vasilis Diller Economopoulos. All he'll say is, "I hate school." I'm like, "Why?" "The beatings. I hate the beatings." Like, well, honey, just say a different name.
But Caroline, the reason you haven't had a baby is because of the Greek tradition.
Oh, ladies. Come on.
Caroline actually met a couple of my sons earlier this morning.
Oh, I met Willie. He is gorgeous.
And I'll explain how you do that
okay.
after the show.
You know what? It's hard having a baby over 40, but it's not the old eggs. It's the mouth guard and the snoring and the reading glasses. If you can get those are all separate forms of contraceptive in and of themselves. And he's like,
wait a second, the mouth guard.
I'll give up hope. I had him after 40. You're all right.
Okay.
The snoring.
The snoring.
Bravo.
The snoring with no warning either, in the middle of the conversation. Anyway, so then I was, I'm like, you were awake a second ago. Full conversation, and now, and he denies that he snores. It's hilarious.
All guys do, because we can't hear it.
That's right.
We're asleep.
And the reading glasses.
You need to get a tape recorder.
He told me I look like Mrs. Claus. I'm like, thank you. That was sort of a weight slam as well. And then he wanted me to read him.
What, a bedtime story?
Yeah, bedtime. That's a very good way of putting it. And I'm literally reading it with, and then I'm like, well, I'm not putting my reading glasses on. So I'm literally like, and then Melinda said, "I want to streak your cork." Anything, honey? Anything?
Streak your cork.
Streak your cork.
Oh, I like that very much.
The reading glasses and the snoring.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and the mouth guard, too. Don't forget. It's just like, hideous. Yeah.
Now, the mouth guard is...
What is that for?
It's because I grind my teeth.
Teeth grinder.
Because I'm in show business and aging at mock speed, and it makes me nervous. I literally have like flat canines at this point. I'm like, this is good.
So you have to wear is it a special mouth guard just for this purpose, or is it the kind that my sons wear for football?
Sort of the same.
I don't think it's
well, it
like
depends.
That.
I have two. I have the one that I wear for football, of course. Mm-hmm. And then, you have to literally you put disgusting like plaster of Paris in your mouth and you get it fitted and it's to like stop you from grinding.
I think one night you should go to bed with a helmet on as well.
Just in case I think there's any chance of any sex going on.
All right,
okay, honey, let me just suit up.
Put me in, coach.
Oh, boy.
Touchdown!
He streaked my court.
Woo!
I've got my helmet. Why do you think they call it head? I'm sorry.
Wow.
On that note, let's introduce our guest.
It's so hard, your helmet.
Your helmet's very hard.
Purple.
He's a Vikings fan.
Vikings fan. Go Vikes.
Caroline Ray is our grabbing. Guest.
Okay, stop. Sorry.
Do you think if there's any Viking fan out there with the tattoo?
No, come on.
You know what I mean. You know the horns on the...
Guarantee it.
Really?
No way.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
No way.
Yes.
Two little horns on either side of the helmet.
Oh, yeah.
I'll ask when I'm in Minnesota Friday night.
Don't have anyone show you on stage.
There you go.
No, they're not zoned for that, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm sure they're not.
I'm sure someone would draw one on just for the occasion. I've lost my place.
Caroline Ray is
talking with Caroline.
That's right. We haven't introduced our guest yet. She's Caroline Ray. And there was a semi-rock star with your last name, but he pronounced it Rhea.
Who?
Remember that guy?
Chris
Rhea. Chris Rhea. Remember his big hit? See, we're back to trivia.
I am...
Chris Rhea.
Tonight's the End of the World. That's his latest. I don't know.
Got some good. Well, see, this is the kind of thing.
What is it?
No, I'm not telling you.
Lady
you
in
don't
red.
Know.
Was it Lady
have
in
to
red?
Look it up.
It was
not.
No, Lady in red.
No, that's Christopher Berg.
Don't pay
remember?
The ferryman. Was that it? Don't even set a price. Remember that, Bob?
I just saw.
Yeah. I remember it.
By the way, dear Bob and Tom.
Okay,
I thought.
Rhea, you got Fool working on it, and The Road to Hell.
Fool, if you think it's over. Is that him?
Fool, I bet it is.
Fool, if you think it's over.
Yeah, that was the one. Okay.
Let's hear a little bit of that, Bob.
I just saw Aerosmith in concert, and I am the biggest nerd in the entire world because I thought my entire life AC/DC sang and wrote Dream On. Okay. And I was like, they're covering at their own concert? That's so weird.
I can top that. We had a friend who went to Woodstock, and he was so excited because there was finally a band he'd heard of.
Oh, that's right.
And
the Guess Who?
The Guess Who. It was The Who.
Oh.
And he thought it was the Guess Who.
And he kept waiting
when
for...
When are they going to play These Eyes?
These Eyes.
Oh, hilarious.
And then they started at the end. Of course, they start smashing their instruments without playing These Eyes. Well, they can't play it now. They've broken all their instruments.
Never played their hit.
Oh.
Yeah. Now,
maybe they'll do a cappella at the very end.
By the way, dear Bob and Tom, Kostaki, isn't that the name of the new Muppet?
I don't think it is.
In the interview loft, Caroline Ray, you are also a very fine actress, which is really fun.
Were you
an actress before you were a comedian?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I did regional theater, and then I always just wanted to do comedy, so I moved to New York 17 years ago to do comedy, and I took the same class that Jon Stewart took.
And there was a class.
Well, he's got the Daily Show listed, but yeah, there was a class at the New School that Scott Blakeman and yeah, I'm so boring. It's unbelievable. I got to really update that. It's only when you hear your own bio that you're like, oh man.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just tell you when I was flying here yesterday?
Yeah, sure.
I was in the airport and I saw Randy Jackson, one of the judges from American Idol.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who is so lovely. And so, like, always gives me the biggest hug, biggest kiss, and I don't know him that well. You know what I mean? I'm always like, the third hug feels wrong. I'm like, okay, let go of me. But he's very, very nice. And he's like, dog, what is up, dog? And I'm like, I don't watch the show. Are you calling me a dog? Well, like, I don't really get it. And then I said... So then we're walking together just towards our flight, and we see Scottie Pippen, who's like one of the few athletes I could actually, you know, identify.
Recognize,
and I'm like, oh. So then it's myself, Scottie Pippen, and Randy Jackson. Okay? And it's like this weird Musicians of Bremen. You know, I'm like, who else will we collect in the airport? Then we see Flava Flav. I'm like, where am I? And Flava Flav is like, Sweet Caroline. I'm like, whoa. And Flava Flav is wearing a clock like the size of his body around his neck. And I'm like, how did that go through security? And I have no chapstick. Like, it literally looked like a cartoon bomb. And he could like clunk someone over the head with it. And they're like, moisturizer, give it to me. He's like, hi, how about this giant weapon? So then it's like the four of us. And then people are just like, it's like we're doing a weird little photo shoot. It's like we've auditioned for The Surreal Life. I'm like, Scotty, Randy, Flav, look at the camera. I'm like the mother instantly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
The new Mod Squad.
Yeah.
I was,
when Flava Flav walked up, could you tell if you were late for your flight or not?
That's gotta be handy.
Does it have the correct time? Oh,
that is hilarious. You know what? I didn't notice if it did, but he had a giant posse, which was hilarious. And, you know, and then I just have random people coming up to me. I've lost 74 pounds. And people are like, why are they telling you that? I'm like, never mind. I didn't even explain it.
They don't want to know.
Must not have seen the one show. They just saw the witch thing. We weren't aware of the other thing.
Flavor Flav.
You have to be thankful, though. I mean, you have that right now. One of the things, it's nice that people know you. Nice that they watch your show. And they associate you with a good thing, weight loss, which is great. Now, your Flavor Flav. You were famous for about 10 minutes a couple decades ago, and you have to wear a clock around the rest of your life. How would that be? Remember those two guys that were famous for a while that wore their pants backwards?
Yeah. Crisscross?
Crisscross.
Oh, yeah, Crisscross.
Think those guys are still sticking to that? You think they're...
I think.
Probably not.
That is so hilarious. I don't know who Crisscross are.
Mm-hmm. They wore everything backwards.
They wore their pants backwards.
Mm-hmm.
They were deeply affected by Backwards Day as a child.
They were huge rap stars, and you know... Or Nelson, same thing. You got to walk around.
Okay, I was sitting next to the air marshal on the airplane, and
how do you know that?
because I've sat next to enough of them that I, first of all.
Did you feel his gun?
I was hoping that was a gun. That's all I can say.
Hug that third hug.
That third hug. Randy, hello.
I don't know who you are, lady, but take that out of your mouth.
Wow.
What?
No more gin and tonics.
Wow.
Sorry.
She just
you know
got
what?
Here.
You know what? Christy's right. You do embarrass us.
But it's like the vermouth in a martini. You don't see it coming.
Good morning, Bob and Tom Show.
I'm on a Stony Biker.
Hey, hi, Donnie.
Hi, Caroline. What's the name of your show again?
The Biggest Loser.
Hey, Randy, this lady on TV wants to interview you. No, man, I swear to God she does.
No, Donnie, I'm not taking the phone.
Man, I got to go.
All right. Thanks, Donnie. But The Biggest Loser does very well.
No, it does. You know what? I actually really like the show, and I really like the people. It's just it's so separate from my stand-up comedy career. And on occasion, we laugh so hysterically on that show, and then you have to go back to, like, you know, being serious. So,
could we answer
again?
Well, let me see. All right, I'll pick this one. Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom Show. It's Jumbo the Elephant.
Hi, Jumbo.
Hey, Jumbo.
I heard you got that TV lady on there that'll help you lose weight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, she's the host of a show called The Biggest Loser about weightless. Jumbo, why? Well, what do you weigh these days?
What's the record on that show? Like, what's the biggest weight loss they've ever had on there?
We have never had an elephant on the show yet, but it is going to be in sweeps, so I'm just telling
exactly
you.
That's exactly my point, lady. Mm-hmm. This is totally some kind of discrimination deal. I mean, oh, that's fine. Yeah, humans. Oh, what are they going to lose? A couple of 100 pounds?
Yeah.
Big whoop-de-doo.
Uh-huh.
I lose a couple of 100 pounds every day a couple of times.
Oh, boy.
All right.
There we are.
This is a no-brainer.
Oh, boy.
So, anyway, I am pushing the scale at about, 14.5.
Yeah.
I'm looking to drop a couple of 1,000 pounds,
mm-hmm.
get back out of my high school weight. I got a reunion coming up.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking that if I were to get on this show and lose, oh, let's say 2,500 pounds.
Yeah.
Do you suppose I could come in first place and be the biggest loser?
I think
you could be. Yeah. Yes, Jumbo.
I think it's a great idea, and I'm just saying tomorrow is Elephant Appreciation Day.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, I forgot about that.
It is National Elephant Appreciation Day. Zoos across the country will be celebrating.
Perfect. We need to get him a cake.
Cake! Oh my God, I love cake.
He's trying to lose weight, Bob.
Screw the weight loss.
He loves cake.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
Thank you, Jumbo.
Maybe some Reese's Pieces. All right.
Mm-hmm. Caroline Ray is our guest. And
you have a lot of elephants that call in?
No, just one.
No. And first of all, I'm not an animal discriminator. I worked with a cat for 7 years.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So,
yes, that's right.
And you'd walk on the set, and there would be like a memo. Do not make eye contact with the panther that's visiting today. I'm like, if there's a panther visiting today, my eyes will not be near her. Mm-hmm. It's just... Yeah. Ridiculous amounts of animals we worked with.
Did the cat have his own trailer?
Let me tell you, I like it when they ask me if the cat's real.
Mm-hmm.
And people ask me all the time. I'm like, I swear to God, people are like, is the cat real? I'm like,
yeah.
No.
It's Nick, right? Nick.
Nick Bakay.
Nick Bakay, yeah.
I always want to say to people, have you ever seen a cat that you're asking me that?
You know, and cats don't talk, right?
And I said to someone, I go, no, the cat's not real. And she said, you know what? I did think that the teeth looked fake. I was like, that's what gave it away? Wow. How about it look like an alcoholic rabbit wearing a hairpiece? But for you, it's like the molars. Okay.
Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Well, good morning. This is Joe Lieberman calling.
Joe!
Hello, Senator.
Hey, Joe. How's the campaign going? You're running as an independent, I understand.
Well, I am. I was curious, Caroline, if I could, if you were going to have me on your show.
I think after the November elections, she can.
Okay, well, don't forget to call me, please, because you know what, Caroline?
What?
Regardless of what everyone says, I've got... Joe Mentum.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Lieberman, the dynamo politician.
You bet.
Joe Mentum. You fall asleep?
I did.
Caroline Ray is our guest, and we have a list of topics to discuss that I haven't even looked at yet. Have we covered
one of them yet?
No.
We haven't gotten any.
Caroline, you were talking about moving to New York City. You are Canadian.
I'm a Canadian, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have a history of tremendous Canadian... comedians that have been on this show.
I think it's because we're brought up to make fun of ourselves. That it's like we if we had a national rally, we'd all be chanting, "We're number two. We're number two."
Yikes!
Yeah.
But now we've got a lot of oil, so suck up, everybody. Okay? Keep it going.
Who's there your best you friend go. Now?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah,
that's Who's true. Attached on top? Hello.
Canada likes it on top. No, that should be a good t-shirt.
That would be. Mm-hmm. Look at me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now that gets back to the Greek thing.
I loved it when the Canadian...
stop that.
I got told by someone here today that, like, I can hear your Canadian accent. I always loved it when you would be watching the X-Files, which they filmed in Vancouver, and they'd like sneak in the smaller parts as Canadians, but you could did you ever watch that show? Mm-hmm. They were always like, I'm going over to the CIA, Mulder. I'm like, Canadian.
Canadian.
Oh, sorry about the alien raid, Okay. Sorry.
You do not have a Canadian accent at all.
No, I don't have one like that. You don't. You have a beautiful voice.
Who?
I think I should go into radio because obviously I've been trying to find a professional career doing it. It didn't work out. Uh-huh. We ended up here.
Calming.
You do not have an accent at all.
I don't think you have an accent.
No,
I did not know you were Canadian.
I got busted immediately. Literally every episode of Sabrina, it's like, Sabrina, do not leave this house. Do not leave this house with a moose. What are you talking about? I don't know. Occasional the words would come out, but not always.
I often catch Donald Sutherland doing that.
Donald Sutherland sounds very Canadian, but I think, and especially I love it when he's playing president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I am the president of the United States. That's a good cover for you, right?
What was that show?
Where's my toque?
He just played the bad guy in the show with the woman president.
Oh, with Gina Davis?
Yeah, he was the...
That's right. He was the evil president.
He was like the evil senator from Canada. I'll tell you what. Yeah. You think you hate the Democrats, we're going to take a break.
All right.
Come right back. Our guest is very funny. She's Caroline Ray, actress and comedian. This is The Bob and Tom Show.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.